Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
When your field calls for the perfect type of tough, go all in on FiberMax Cotton to deliver the right seed for whatever you're up against. Like the FiberMax 2398 GLTP variety. Strong as an ox, fights like a bull. Built to buck stress, boost yield quality, and stand strong when that verticillium wilt comes creeping. Whether you're looking for that type of tough or another, you can find it at FiberMax.com. FiberMax Cotton Seed from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Don't waste time tending to back rubbers and ear tags. With Altus at IGR, you'll get consistent horn fly control without changing what you're already doing. This feed-through works to prevent the emergence of adult horn flies and manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altus at IGR spreads as your cattle graze. Go with the IGR that delivers ROI and keep weight gains up. Make Altus at IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Contact your feed dealer today or go to altusatigr.com.
Well, according to this week's drought monitor, after several weeks of no changes, exceptional drought has increased to 11% in Oklahoma. That was from 8.86 last week to now the 11.21%. Extreme drought or worse, still at 36.64%, the same as the week before. Severe drought, pretty much unchanged as well, moving from last week's 50.58% to this week's 50.12%. Moderate drought or worse, also unchanged from last week at 59.07%. Abnormally dry or worse conditions, also the same as last week at 65.61%. According to the 6 to 10-day precipitation outlook map, the northwest corner of the panhandle regions of Oklahoma stand a near normal chance of rain through April the 1st. Southwest corner up through central Oklahoma and the northeast corner of the state still leaning above that 33 to 40% chance of rain. And then as far as the southeast corner goes, that part of the state leaning above a 40 to 50% chance of rain coming in through April the 1st. Well, Bradley Dorn, program manager for the agriculture area in the Applied Research Program at NASA, says when NASA started back 50 years ago, they started looking at agriculture via satellites. And guess what? They've been doing it ever since.
Doing global assessments of agriculture production, global knowledge of weather events and weather extremes, and trying to understand our weather better and share that with, so say, the NOAA, the National Weather Service. Now today, like with everything that we see in this area, the technology exploding, capabilities exploding, now our data is getting really down to that farm level where we really are starting to have more and more tools that are relevant at the farm management level and at the level that they have to assess policies. And so we said, you know, it's time we have more direct and focused discussions with producers and the ag community, because they're going to be driving the solutions. We provide information. We need to know what their challenges are, what their tools are, so we can integrate our data into what they need.
Currently, Dorn says they focus on two programs.
NASA Agriculture Program now has two what we call consortia, and basically they're networks, partnerships with the community. One is called NASA Harvest, and we started that about 5 years. That's more focused on global issues.
The second program was just recently launched, and it's called the ACRES Program. It focuses solely on domestic agriculture needs, like new climate smart ag initiatives and water management. Dorn says that they work with the Extension Service programs and tools to integrate NASA data into what's already been used by farmers, such as high-resolution data and GPS. You've got farm news on Ron. It's time once again for the Red River Red Angus Bull and Female Sale coming up Saturday, March the 25th at the Vernon Livestock Auction, 1 mile east of Vernon on Business Highway 287. Sale kicks off at 1 p.m. They'll be selling 40 fall pairs, 100 spring cows calving in February. They'll also be selling 45 to 52-year-old Red Angus Bulls. Live streaming on sale day with online bidding. You can register in advance and find out more information at cribsredangus.com. Don't miss the Red River Angus Bull and Female Sale March the 25th at the Vernon Livestock Auction. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.